Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could be with us. If you miss anything this evening, just go to WQAM.com, top of the page where it says our podcast, and there we are. You could relive the entire night or go back years if you like to. We switch gears a little bit, college football. No school has had just probably the last couple of weeks that Miami has had. The Hurricanes just came up with their ninth four-star. Me with the stars, I'm not big at, but everybody else does follow. Ninth four-star over the weekend in Jabari Antoine from New Iberia, Louisiana. Somebody's been covering this thing, goes everywhere, whether it be the games or the practices and recruiting. Zuby Charles from Kane Sport, part of the On3 Network, is kind enough to join us. Zuby, thanks so much for taking the time.
Thank you for having me again, Blue.
Anytime. Great seeing you out there. Good talent. The other day, I just was talking to Jason Lopez, the kid from Doral who stole the show, with a lot of the catches. But while you were there, and I know that you were working on the latest commitment with Jabari Antoine, you were telling me you're getting ready because he was ready to commit, and he did, and gave Miami a ninth four-star. I don't think they've ever had that. Talk about that and how you think that things are going here in the offseason.
Yeah, that Jabari and Antoine commitment was another big one for the Canes, like you mentioned, ninth four-star in that 2025 class. And another big piece in that 2024 class in the secondary. Right now they have four-star Hilton Stubbs at safety, Jabari that just recently committed. Then you have a local guy like Chris Ewald, Amari Wallace in that secondary. And then you have Tim Merritt out of Alabama. So they're really building that secondary. That was a position group they really wanted to attack this offseason, and they're doing just that. Obviously, they missed out on DJ Pickett, earlier last week, but they came back for it and got Jabari Antoine, which is a huge, huge pickup for them. One of the best players out of Louisiana. And we know how hard it is to pluck a kid out of Louisiana that was committed to LSU. So I think it's a huge win for the Hurricanes with landing that four-star cornerback.
Yeah, and with Coach Guidry and Dennis Smith, who are both from the Louisiana area, that kind of makes things a lot easier because they know them. They, they've heard of them before. They see their body of work, and certainly it kind of opens things up. And in like last couple years, because of the influence of Coach Cristobal and his staff, they go from coast to coast. I mean, you had Coach Nicholson on one coast, you had Mario and some of his staff on the other coast. So they're picking up kids. I mean, we talk about the big offensive tackle out of Bishop Gorman in Las Vegas, Alifatuli, is that how you pronounce it? Alifatuli?
Yeah, Alifatuli. It's a hard one.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. But getting him, going to IMG for the third straight year and picking up a major guy, and we know with, you know, last year, you know, having one of the top offensive linemen in the country that came out of there, a guy who's going to be a stud for Miami Mauanoa. And now you get Gavin Nix, who's a linebacker, and a lot of people look at him as one of those guys. And you were talking about a position of need. Miami's front seven on defense, their defensive line probably by the end of the season will be as good as any in the country, and we know how hard they've worked. And the linebacking core, which they've worked extremely hard on. Talk about Nix, who I think is one of the top players in the country.
Yeah, when you speak with Nix, I think the one thing that stands out to me the most is just how mature he is. And, you know, he's only going to be a senior in high school, and I feel like I'm talking to, you know, a 40-year-old guy that's older than me, that's wiser than me. But, you know, on the field, he's an awesome player, you know, sideline to sideline linebacker that just gets it done at a high level at IMG Academy, one of the best, you know, high school programs in the country. And you speak with some of the coaches, and they say the same exact thing. High-level kid on the field, high-character kid off the field. And that's just the type of kid that, you know, Mauro Cristobal and his staff are bringing into the program. And that's the type of kid that you can kind of build a winning culture with. This kid is used to winning at a high level at IMG, and they want him to continue to do that in Miami. So I've just heard nothing but great things about, you know, Gavin, and I'm excited to see what he does his senior year.
No doubt. Zuby Charles joins us, Kane Sport. Also, Ezekiel Marcelin and Elijah Melendez are two good linebackers that Miami hopes that are going to mature into what they do as well. But offensive line, and this is a position I remember like 3-4 years ago was embarrassing. Their offensive line kept getting pushed back into the running backs. Not anymore. It's probably one of the strongest, if not the strongest point on the entire team. And then getting kids like Max Buchanan, who a lot of people don't understand how good he is because he's actually a three-position type of player, could play center. Also getting Demetrius Campbell from Orlando Christian Prep, a kid who's a really, really good type of player. And then the kid I think is really going to be under the radar is Jaden Wilkerson. I watched him at Lake Nona last year. He's moved on to Orlando Edgewater. Talk about that offensive line because that's definitely going to pave the way for the future for the young quarterbacks and running backs coming in.
Yeah, like you mentioned, that kind of used to be a position that was kind of, you know, I wouldn't want to say laughed at, but, you know, kind of looked upon as a weak, you know, group of the Miami Hurricanes. But, you know, Alex Mirabal came and said, hey, I'm going to chop off my arms and legs before the offensive line is a weak point of this team. And he's kind of lived up to it. And you can kind of see what kind of prospects they're bringing in. Like you mentioned, Jaden Wilkerson, 6'5", 330 pounds. Demetrius Campbell, 6'6". 300 pounds. TK Mew out of Jacksonville, 6'5", 300 pounds. Max Buchanan, versatile kid, 6'5", 279 pounds. You know, they're getting those body types in. Obviously, Wilkerson and Campbell aren't the highest rated guys, but they're banking on that development. Both come from basketball backgrounds, real athletic guys, real big guys. You know, you can't teach size, and that's something Miami's going after and, you know, hoping to mold them into you know, big-time prospects. I think one perfect example of that is Inez Cooper, a kid out of Alabama that wasn't, you know, too highly recruited, but his size got him to the program and got him up to speed, and look at him now, going to be one of the best offensive linemen for the Hurricanes and arguably in the ACC. So they're recruiting a certain body type on the offensive line, and it's paying due. It's working out for the Hurricanes, I think, with the O-line being, you know, such a strong position group this upcoming year as well.
No doubt. Zuby, let everybody know how they can follow you. I know your social media, also what you write on Kane Sport. Let everybody know how you, and also you do the podcast as well.
Yep, yeah. So you can find me on X, or they used to call it Twitter. My name is Zuby Charles. I'll spell it out. I-Z-U-B-E-E Charles, C-H-A-R-L-E-S. Post all our stories there. And, you know, we post our podcast for some of the players as well, kind of do something called Inside the Lines. We get to know Miami's recruits and, you know, commits, you know, a little bit away from the football to get to know them as people as well. Always love doing that. We have all those on there as well. And then Kane Sport has all the stories and videos as well, so make sure to check out our website.
Good stuff, man. I can't thank you enough. Great seeing you as always, and I know we'll run into each other a bunch.
Thank you, Boo. You have a good night now.
You too. Zuby Charles, Kane Sport, brings the hour number one to a close. Please do not go away. There's a lot going on in hour number two. We'll see you in just a few.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for four episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.